Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together like the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now, their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sachs, Slash, Super Sam, and legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Well, that is a hell of an introduction every time, isn't it?
All right.
You're up.
Gets better every week.
Sack, 60 seconds, go.
Hey, put me on the spot.
Get it out
again.
Of the way. Go.
All right, let's go. First pitch coming up here, 8:03 with the Phillies and the Padres. It's going to be an exciting matchup. I said the other day that we're looking to I said we're going to win it in five. But this is going to be a tough series, make no doubt about it. Their starting pitching, 1-4, is better than our 1-4. But this lineup is deeper than their lineup. And Josh Hader, if you don't think Matt Vierling and Alec Boehm are in his head, and he's not thinking about what they did to him back in June, you got another thing coming. That win right there was what clinched the Phillies having that tiebreaker over the Brewers, the biggest win of the season. Phillies are ready to play, man.
You
ready
can't just say, okay, their top four may be better than our top four, but our top two are better than theirs. Our top two is better than their top two.
Well, we need to make sure that Joe Musgrove leaves his ears alone on Friday night here at Citizens Bank Park, because we're not going to be as kind to him as they were at Citi Field.
Oh, no question about that.
The electricity, I said it the other day, the electricity on Friday night when I was at the ballpark was at second to none in all the playoff games I've ever been to. And Saturday replicated it. It was just as loud, just as crazy. This weekend, you come home with a split or you're up 2-0, it's going to be a madhouse down at Citizens Bank Park.
Bro, it's
all
crazy.
Weekend.
You're right, because I'm across the street at the Wells Fargo in my studio doing stuff. And I tell you what, I can hear Citizens Bank all the way from there, all the way to the studio across the street, across the whole parking lot.
And in case you don't know who that is, everybody, our weekly guest, former Eagle, and three other teams, I believe.
I played for five other teams. Four other teams. You know, I collected many checks from many owners. I'm Barrett Brooks, everybody. Barrett Brooks.
Barrett Brooks, everybody. Former Eagle.
Yeah.
Barrett Brooks.
Barrett Brooks, the check man.
Right.
$6?
Yeah. $6, no change.
No change. Everybody, this is the Green Legion Radio Players Show. Boys are all off having a good time as well. They should be kicking ass at 6-0. Honestly, the Phillies beat the – I get it. You know, we're hungry now. But the fact that they beat the Braves, like, to me, it's already successful. I know. We want more. We want more. No, you're not allowed. Sorry. Go ahead.
Here's my
football
point.
Show, remember.
I understand that, okay? But – right now, there's nothing that's going up at the ballpark next season that's showing how much fun this season was. The only way you're going to get that is if you win a division. They didn't. If you win the National League pennant, they could. Or you win the World Series. Right now, everything is all well and good and fun. This is the series. Every single time, I would say the Final Four, the League Championship Series, a Conference Championship, they're the toughest to win and the toughest to get through. Because once you get there, everything else is house money. That's right. It's all matters.
Just take a breath.
Listen, Quimby.
Oh, he hasn't breathed.
No,
not in quite some time.
Listen, this has got to be a special time because, one, last week was the first time in Arizona I ever sat in the stands at a football game.
Oh, no. Okay. Hold on. You sat where the rest of us live in the upper level,
upper
my
level,
man.
Yeah, first time I ever sat in the stands.
I didn't even sit that high.
This year is special. And just last week or this weekend, I sat in my driveway because I had the game, the baseball game, on the radio driving home, and I sat in my driveway for the last three outs. I wouldn't get out of the car.
Wow.
And I didn't want to miss it. This
there
is
we
a
go.
Special
He's finally time. Turned a corner, everybody. Irv is all Philly
I'm
now.
I'm not even a baseball fan. My God.
Everybody, it's been a hell of a weekend. It's going to get even better. Congratulations to the Eagles going 6-0, taking down the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to have a fun day today, all right? We got a lot to talk about. I got to be honest with you. I don't know what I decided to drink on Sunday at the tailgate, but by the time I got to the game, whew, man, lights out, nobody home.
Wow.
Lights out, nobody home. I don't remember a single play.
There was no $6, but there was no change.
No, and I apologize to Jax for anything I said or did that was dumb. She said I wasn't being a dumbass, but Jax, apologize. You deserve better than that, but she said I was just like staring into a blank screen. You know, well, again, lights on, nobody home.
That just means you had a good night. You heard everybody's, you know, respond the way they were supposed to respond. So just respond when they respond. You'll be all right, fans.
Yeah, it hasn't felt that good the last 48 hours, Barrett. But I appreciate it. Everybody, welcome to the Green Legion Radio Players Show, brought to you by Live Casino here in South Philadelphia. Join us every Tuesday night for the rest of the season. Weekly guests every Tuesday. I will be getting back from Punta Cana at 5:30 on Tuesday next week. If I don't arrive in time, Sac is hosting. And I'm sure you guys would probably enjoy that even more.
We don't need a game seven.
Shut up.
Please get back in time.
Everybody, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app, rate, review, download, and subscribe to Green Legion Radio. Once you subscribe to Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia, show's brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon Diaz. Mm-hmm. Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com, the Ludlam Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa in Seattle City, the beautiful ladies over at Cheerleaders, Esalon Health and Fitness, who is giving a free one-year membership to everybody that listens to Green Legion Radio. More info coming on about that next week. Advantage Health Plus coming on soon. And, of course, here, our friends at Live Casino. Dave, real quick, please. I'm sorry.
Dave Spadaro here.
Yeah, sorry. Everybody going sorry. Down the row.
No, it's good.
Producing the show tonight because Slash is apparently still wearing his skirt on vacation.
Does he still work here?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Next to her.
I don't want
to
see those
tan lines.
That's
Sam, by the way.
That's Sam, the home wrecker.
The home wrecker.
Super Sam Brady, everybody. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Ooh-ah! There it is. Dave Spadaro, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast. Obviously, next to him, we already mentioned, former Eagle and NFL great Mr. Barrett Brooks and his teammate for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here in Philadelphia, legendary wide receiver, the doctor, the Reverend Mr. Irving Fryer, everybody.
He can still play. He can still play right now.
No, I felt that in Arizona. Trust me, I still got a bruise on my arm.
What are we exactly talking about here? Because I wasn't in Arizona.
No, he showed me what he would do when somebody would come up and bump him on the line.
Oh, okay.
He said something about the fact that
I was drunk and I said I could bump you, and you said, all right, let me show you something.
And did he really say that?
Yes.
Yeah, he said he could bump me. He said he could keep me.
Quimby said, yeah.
I'm feeling a little spunky these days,
yeah.
Dave.
I got you, man. 6-0, you have abs now.
No.
I have one at the top.
I've only seen Dion get mad one time in my life, and this is the maddest I've ever seen him, man. We were in a playoff game, and Irvin kept running a slant on him, and he could not stop it. He run up there, he run the slant, boom, 8 yard, boom, 8 yard.
Oh, I know what he did now. He held him every time.
So he kept beating him, right? So we bring in another receiver, comes in, and Dion is pacing back and forth. I can't stop the slant. He's pacing. So Freddie Solomon gets in front of him. He's not even paying attention to Freddie. He's still pacing back and forth. So it's on two. So at the time, he said, down. Said, Randall said, set. Hut. As soon as he said hut, he was pacing. All of a sudden, he went over, grabbed Freddie, threw him on the ground, and started pacing again while the play was still going on. That's how much he had flustered.
That's awesome.
Dion on that play. So.
That is awesome. Dave, first, injury report, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Eagles don't play this weekend, so nothing urgent. Lane Johnson is in concussion protocol, I suppose. I mean, there's really no update at the moment. All the players have scattered. They reported yesterday to the NovaCare complex, and now they are free to do what they want until they report back to NovaCare next Monday. And really nothing is super serious lingering, and I think...
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
No, he's fine. He came back and had an interception.
I just didn't know if there was any lingering injury with that hand.
No, he's good. And everybody comes back and beats Pittsburgh in two Sundays.
Right? There we go. Yes.
I want to go out on a limb right now. I said 7-1 through week 9.
I was right with you. The only loss I had.
However, Diaz has him undefeated through week 9.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he was also drunk when we were doing the picks.
I'm checking this. I'm calling.
No, he's accurate. I mean, we were ripping Diaz for that.
Okay. The only game I was concerned about preseason was that Arizona game, and that was because of the travel and all of the things that come along with that. And they did, you know, they had a lull in the game. There was a moment of concern, but
there have been many. There have been several lulls,
and that's what makes.
And we'll talk about that tonight.
I think we definitely have to address this. But you know what? Let's get to our guest, because it's not often that we have such an illustrious NFL
man.
Player.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but a fabric of the Philadelphia community.
thank you.
No, seriously, Barrett, 6'4", 325 is your playing weight. I think we went through this before. Played at Kansas State, hometown. St. Louis?
Yeah, baseball heaven.
Baseball, yeah, good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, it wasn't a week and a half ago.
I know.
Hey, St. Louis, thanks. We appreciate the warm-up.
Great hospitality there. They only gave me the middle finger twice during game two.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that. Sam has a lot to talk about with crappy fans that are not from Philadelphia. We get such a bad rap. How about the Tennessee students that threw the goalpost into the river?
You know, and
ESPN... and broadcasters are laughing about it. If it was Philadelphia, Philadelphia.
I'll get to that.
Well, Philadelphia might throw the goalpost at the other team.
Right, right.
Kind of the difference.
But hold on, how does the university
tomato, Dave?
But no, hold on. But how does that university go and get a GoFundMe account to replace it, and they got all the money in the world? They got yachts sitting outside the stadium, but they want a GoFundMe to get a new. Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
Did you see that big woman stealing the checkered part of the grass from the end zone? Like, who took a chunk out of the end zone?
Right.
And the Philadelphia fans are bad.
Yeah, right. We're the worst. Played 4 years for the Birds before going to Detroit, which, by the way, we're going to have a segment called Trouble in Paradise today.
Oh,
Trouble in Paradise, because there's a lot of teams now that are on the bubble after week six and have got a road ahead of them. Detroit, hell, Dan Campbell. Oh, he's going to pull that team together. Yeah, they're 1-4. Had some injury issues for a couple years while with the Browns and Broncos, if I remember correctly. But a little time with in Green Bay and the Giants, and two more with Dave. What do you got?
I got nothing.
Oh, I thought you were.
I was just urging
Bryce on.
Okay. I feel a bit.
Yeah, hit just so you guys know, we might be a little spacey here during this show. We are.
Thought you were waving at
it's
an
fine.
Angel.
It's fine. I'll fill in when you guys get here.
Wow.
See, that's why I hate it.
Wow.
Rips it to second base.
Rips it. And I remember this statement from before. You have five kids.
Yes.
Which means cable television really sucked back then, huh?
Oh. I didn't know what to do with my hands. You know
what I'm going to do? Hold on. Ricky Bobby?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands.
You're also the host of Baritone on NBC Sports. And, Jansen, we didn't get a gobbler on that one, did we?
He's asleep.
He's not working right now.
Nah, he's asleep.
He's got his pumpkin latte.
He's watching
right
the Phillies game, too.
Come on, Jansen.
He's a pumpkin latte guy. You know, he loves them pumpkin.
Yes, I do, and I wish I had one right now while watching the Phillies game. It'd be nice and cozy in here. But, sorry, I might not be paying attention at times. There's some things
you're not paying attention.
Welcome to my paradise there,
Barrett, we really appreciate you being here. Appreciate what you do for the community. Appreciate what you do for the sports community here
in
Philadelphia. Seriously, it's...
pre and post does a great job.
I don't know how you do pre and post. I would have to stay sober, and obviously that's a problem.
Well, when you have Jaws sitting right next to you, you know, and Barkan sitting next to you, and then, you know, Rube sitting right, you know, one place over, you got to pay attention, because those are three knowledgeable guys. They know a little bit about sports in general.
Dave, I'm going to go to you first, because I am going to continue to stay positive about this team. I'm going to continue to stay...
The only undefeated team in the NFL?
Right now, we have to play a little devil's advocate, and the only reason is because there's room still for improvement for this team.
100%.
And I want to talk about the defense first, because I said prior to the season that with as many new starters as we have on the field, I believe five, it's going to take them until week 8 before they really start to understand how to play alongside each other.
Yep.
And here we are, week six, and I'm gonna, if you guys want to turn to your last page on your run sheet, this is a great stat sheet.
Show's over?
Yeah. And everybody, good night. Philadelphia overall is still ranked ninth, which is odd, but number one in sacks. Whoa! Hold the phone.
Second to last season.
By the way, where's the takeaways?
Number one in TO turnovers.
Yes. There we go.
Number one in yards defenses, yards allowed, period, per game. Or number three, excuse me. Pass attempts. This is funny. I found this.
So why are they ninth if they were number one in pass in takeaways?
It's very weird. If you look at yards. If you look at San Francisco, they have better numbers across the board. I believe what takes place here.
Third in yards.
I believe what takes place here is that our numbers are a little light against the pass because teams are winding up being down against us in the second half and have to throw the ball for more yards and more attempts. So that's what we're looking at here. But what I wanted to say was number one in takeaways and turnovers and number one in sacks. And that is just such a massive – to me, that says it all. And number three in total yards allowed.
Yeah, so the important statistics that Nick and Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, really emphasize are not on here, I don't think. One is takeaways. So they're number one in takeaways. And the other one is explosive plays. And the Eagles identify an explosive play as a run of 10 or more yards and a passing play of 16 or more yards. In the passing category, I think the Eagles are fourth in the NFL. In the run category, they're 23rd in the NFL. So they've given up, in their mind, far too many plus 10 runs. I mean, otherwise, I'm not sure if I feel like there's anything that the defense is really doing wrong. I mean, they gave up a couple of drives to Dallas on Monday night. They gave up a drive or two to Arizona. I mean, that's kind of the way the NFL is.
I think what they're looking at here, Dave.
The points are down. The takeaways are up. I mean,
it's great. I think it's, you know, when we're looking at a stat sheet like this, we're literally, you know, we're talking microcosms here.
It's all relative, actually. You know, everything's relative. If you look at what the Eagles are doing, I mean, I wish you could just break even in quarters. You know, you look at the first quarter. I think they scored like 17 points, but 122 points. In the second quarter, they go in the third quarter. I think it's around 18, 19, fourth, no, 17. And then in the fourth quarter, it's like 18. That's how many points they scored. But the reason why, they've done everything in the second quarter. So if this team does put together a complete game, oh, that'll be dangerous. And it's little things, the little things. That's why you hear Jalen Hurts saying all the time, we left money on the table. You know what I'm saying? But one thing they do, they correct. They almost overcorrect. If they don't get the ball to A.J. Brown enough, they'll get it to him. Same thing with Dallas Goedert against Arizona. They say, all right, we're going to go into Arizona. We're going to make sure we focus on getting Dallas Goedert the ball. And what do? They get Dallas Goedert the ball. They overcorrect. They make sure that when they go into a game plan, they're not going to do the same thing they did before. And that's all you want from a team is to have that balance, to be able to go in, correct what's wrong with them, and still be able to play.
Yeah, and I think every team, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Every team is looking for that perfect 60-minute game. But obviously, nobody's played that game. The Eagles are the only unbeaten team. And we're sitting here going, man, they've only played two good quarters in this game and two and a half quarters in that game.
Yep.
And still double-digit leads in every game.
But Barrett can testify, just like I can testify, to the fact that you hardly ever play a perfect game. You never play a perfect game. And there's no games where you don't have lulls, ebbs and tides, where things go up and things go down. That's the beauty of the game. That's the beauty of having to play 60 minutes.
And what's even more beautiful is we're going to talk about that when we come back from break here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, the Green Legion Radio Players Show from Live Casino. You guys come on down. Barrett Brooks, Irving Fryer, Dave Spadaro, Chris Sack, Super Sam Brady, and Quimby. We'll be back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Good Radio Players Show from a live casino here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. My name is Quimby alongside Super Sam, Zach, Spuds, Barrett, and the Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer. It's good to see you guys out here. Barrett, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Everybody, Echelon Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey, voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month, but you don't have to worry about that because if you're listening to Green Legion Radio, you'll be able to look on greenlegionradio.com next week and be able to get a free one-year membership 3 days a week. Free one-year membership 3 days a week. It's an incredible offer they're giving you. Family and locally owned indoor track, newest cardio and strength training equipment, 3 studios, indoor pool, whirlpool, and dry sauna, even a kids club. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions, classes for seniors, MBSC Thrive personal training, considered the best training in the country and exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks. Echelon members save at over 800 local businesses simply by being an active member. Coming to Audubon, New Jersey early in 2023, call 856-454-2976 for information, 856-454-2976, or go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhf.com. Irv.
What?
You were talking about something beautiful. What do we got?
Just talking about how beautiful the Eagles are and their record. It seems to me, just, you know, trying to keep my ear to the ground, quite a few people think that the Eagles are not a 6-0 team for whatever reason. But they are. They're 6-0. That's a fact. And they are a 6-0 team. They found a multiplicity of ways to win this season thus far in just these six games. They won a blowout, or a shootout, I should say, in the first game of the season with Detroit. They won a blowout against Washington. They won a rainout with Jacksonville, and they won a punch out last week with Arizona. So they've been able
to. Did you just go Mike Tyson on us?
Yeah. So they've won.
Is Barrett Brooks bald bull? He's a little tougher, man.
They won it.
I'm Don Flamingo. I lose my hair when Mac is tearing them up.
Each one has not been real pretty. Each game has not been perfect, but they're the only team in the league right now that is undefeated. They are a 6-0 team.
You know, I'd like to ask the question for later in the show, but I'll ask you and we can answer later. Why are the Eagles 6-0? What, in your guys' opinions, why is this team where it is? But getting back to what you said, that people don't think the Eagles are a 6-0 team, I heard a lot of, yeah, the Eagles beat the Cowboys, but if the Cowboys had Dak Prescott,
that's,
it would be a different story.
It would have been worse because Dak was playing terrible before he got hurt.
They scored 3 points in the first game, right?
Anytime our producer Sam wants to say something, we got to go to it. It doesn't happen very often.
We're breathless.
I just want to know what it's going to take to get people to stop doubting everything we do every single week. I watch these radio shows. I listen to these talk shows. And all they do is doubt, doubt, doubt. Oh, but they should have had that, or they should have done this. What is it going to take?
I'll tell you right now. Us to stop doubting them. I think we're our own Achilles half the time. We talked about this in the beginning of the season. Or, no, even a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago, Negadelphia.
Yeah, where I said, look, we get in our own way half the time. We are so worried about the bottom dropping out on this team that we're not even enjoying this ride.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. And I will say this. There will be times this year, this season, where the Eagles will lose 1, 2, maybe 3 straight games. That's just kind of the nature of the season.
Dave, get out.
But the key is A, stay healthy, and then peak, play your best football at the end of the season.
Dave, I find it hard to believe they're going to lose 3 games in a row this year.
I find it hard to believe you guys are not looking at Sack, who had his hand raised very patiently.
No, for me, I don't think necessarily we get in our own way as fans or as a fan base here with the Eagles. I think we're pretty confident in what we've done so far in the first 6 weeks. I think our flaw, and it's always been our flaw, because everybody wants to say and they sing the song, no one likes us and we don't care, which is completely and absolutely not true. Because what we're listening to is what the national media is saying and the pundits and them sitting there trying to rain on our parade about us being 6-0. Listen, you are what your record says you are.
Right.
I don't believe in the fact that the Giants are 5-1, but here we are. They are 5-1, and they're one of four teams in the NFC that have winning records. So your record is what you are. The Eagles are the only remaining undefeated team in the NFL, and until someone beats us, you can't prove me otherwise. But they are a damn good football team. I don't think that they're Buffalo. I don't think that they're Kansas City, but in the NFC, they're the cream of the crop.
Just want to shout out to Kevin Settles, our workhorse on all of our home tailgates, who's listening in for the first time. Sam, go.
No, all I was going to say was I'm not even saying the Negadelphia side of it, which I know totally exists. I'm talking about national outlets when you're watching SportsCenter or NFL Network. They just pass over us like we didn't just win six games without being beat.
Let them.
When you look at this team, you know what? I don't like to go into, like, my glass is always half full. That's how I'm a broadcaster. That's how I broadcast the game. You're never as bad as what you look. You're never as good as what you think you are.
Right.
But what I will say is, when I watch film, what they're doing is the basic fundamentals. If they see something that's wrong, they go in and correct it. When they played against Detroit, they didn't tackle well. So what do? They go back and they work their butts off.
You can say ass here. We're good.
All right. when you look at them as far as offensively, I knew in the Detroit game, after the game, when they watched film and that offensive line coach got them in a room, I knew from that point on they could play against whoever, and they would win. They could have played against Buffalo, and they'd have beat the tar out of Buffalo because they overcorrect, they self-correct, and they overcorrect. I knew it was going to be a thrashing. Just like when I turn around and watch this Dallas game. When I watched the film, that's what I said. The eye of the scout didn't lie. I watched that film, and everybody's talking about their defense. Ooh, their defense running around. The reason why their defense looked like that against the Rams, because the Rams line sucks. So I knew they'd be able to block
them. Thank you.
It just so happened in the second half, Lane Johnson, our all-pro, went down, and it was a little pressure because, you know, they put in somebody that's really not a starter. But Jack Driscoll can play, though, but still.
By the way, the Rams,
part
of Trouble in Paradise, Irv.
Well, it's just Barrett's saying the same thing I said about this team, I guess, the last couple of weeks. They haven't won these games by luck.
Right.
Have they been lucky? No. They haven't had any lucky things happen
to them.
No weird bounces. Nothing. They are winning. They're 6-0 because they are a complete team. A team that works on their weaknesses. If there's a lack, they go back and they correct it. They come back the next week, and you see an improvement in that area. They are a complete team, a team that's 6-0.
Absolutely.
You know, they have scored. They've had a 14 or more point lead in every single game so far this season. I mean, they've been dominant in pretty much every facet of the game. The problem is if you look at the numbers, and Barrett, I was watching the post game the other night, it's scary when you look at the point differential between the first, third, and fourth quarters, and then the 112 points that they've scored in the second. It's like they're a completely different team. They start smoking you, and then in the second half, it's like they ratchet it back, and then they do what they have to do to finish off the game. This is definitely something that they have to look at as a team here on the bye week and assess it, because we need to have better second halves. When you're ahead and you're blowing a team out going into halftime, you need to put your foot on their neck and you need to stomp on it and make sure that they have no hope of coming back. And a lot of those games, too, I mean, how many times the Eagles have either won the coin toss and deferred to the second half? They've come out, they've had an opportunity to add more points coming out into the second half, and they haven't done so.
Right.
That needs to change real fast because, like I said, you need to be able to put your foot on their neck and end it real quickly.
Don't be Penn State.
Right.
but in spite of all of that, they're still the best team in the NFL right now.
You know what? This is great. It's one of the first shows that we've had with Dave, where he's just sitting back enjoying.
He doesn't have to defend anything right now.
Dave, you said later in the show, could this be later?
Later. Why is it that the Eagles are 6-0?
I'll tell you right now. Because everybody started jumping on that bandwagon right before the season started, and because everybody fears them now. I believe that there is an amount. I believe Tom Brady in the highlight of his career won games far before they even started.
No. I disagree. No. What do the Eagles do? Is it the offseason acquisitions? Is it second year with Nick?
That's what I mean. I'm talking about the whole thing.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about everything they did. The way they drafted, then picking up Kaiser, then picking up Bradbury, picking up Hassan Reddick.
But
everything they did said, hey, we're not messing around this year.
But nobody fears them. I don't think there's any team that fears them. There were several teams in the history of the NFL that people feared. But today's Philadelphia Eagles are not one of those teams. People know they're good. They know that they can play. They know they're undefeated. They know it's going to be a tough hoe or
right.
toe when they play against them. But they don't come in this to this stadium, or they don't receive them into their own stadium with any type of fear.
They don't fear them, but what they do is now they'll get everybody. They'll be everybody's Super Bowl from this point on.
Right.
They'll get their best. But this is why I think this team is where they are right now. They're built well in the trenches. And I might be a
yes.
little biased because I play in yes. the trenches. The offensive line.
Barrett,
is
I thought you were
good.
A D-back.
Right.
Once upon a time.
Play weight was at 325.
Right. But then you look at the defensive line. That's where their strengths are. And they believe in that philosophy. Howie believes in that philosophy. And then all he did was sprinkle a little bit around. I figured out once they got A.J. Brown on draft day, because they only did a little bit going into the into free agency. They went out and got, you know, Hassan Reddick.
Kaiser.
They got Kaiser White, which was that's a sign that we need to talk about. That's a great sign. You see why he played against Dallas? That's underrated signing.
All over the field.
But once they made that trade for A.J. Brown, it changed the outlook on how they approached this season as a whole. From that point on, they knew they had the pieces to really turn this around and compete right now. Not compete for next year, but compete right now.
I agree with Barrett from a personnel standpoint. Great acquisitions. Things really fit. But I think the coaching is really strong.
Get
a guy like C.J. Gardner-Johnson 10 days before the season starts and to be able to get him up to speed enough that your defense isn't blowing coverages.
Right.
Like, have they blown a coverage? I mean, no. They've gotten beaten.
But Dave, that also Chauncey has four interceptions right now, correct?
Three.
That also has, like you said, it has to do with coaching. It has to do with scouting. It also has to do with the quality of the player.
Yes.
Doing your due diligence on that player. Can he handle us giving all of this information to him and be effective sooner than later?
Well, also, you know, these guys, they got these, I don't know how he did it, but he brought in players that are under 26 years old and at the prime of their career and ready to play right now. A.J. Brown is what, 24, 25?
Yeah.
You got C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Is 24.
Look at the...
Reddick's been in the league since 17, so he's a little bit older, but...
That's crazy you know... I mean, these guys are a young nucleus. So, I mean, they're going forward with a bright future.
Younger guys cost less money, too.
Right.
They do. Younger guys cost less money.
People don't like to give those guys away. And they found a trade partner with C.J. Gardner-Johnson with the Saints.
Of all the free agents, draft picks the Eagles brought in, name one player, the one player you think has made the greatest impact after six games. I'll start.
Go ahead.
I'll go with James Bradbury. Because when you have two cornerbacks who on the outside
started.
With Avante Maddox with Avante Maddox inside, you can match up against anybody.
And they're both those corners are 1-2.
No, they're not. And that's the part.
I
said this, and you know this. All of you know this except Barrett and Dave. I said the second they signed Bradbury, this defense just became dangerous. Because it's not a 1-2 situation. It's a 1 and a 1A. And the difference between Slay and Bradbury is size. Bradbury has 20 pounds on Slay and a couple inches.
I'm talking about stats. I ain't talking about...
I'm talking about everything right now.
I'm talking about them giving up pass plays.
Pro football.
That's great. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about a guy that's going to give the defensive line...
He turned me off.
He told you off.
I'm talking about a guy that's giving your defensive line another second.
As corners, they're 1-2 in the league. We have the best two corners in the league.
But they're not 1-2. They are not 1-2. I am saying they're 1 and they're 1A.
That doesn't make sense.
He's talking statistically.
Absolutely. I know. I get it. They're 1-2 in the league. But what I'm saying is Bradbury or Slay are your number one cornerbacks on any team.
Quinn, so you say this. All right, what do you say? You got Bradbury, Slay, and Avante Maddox. That's the best trio of DBs in the country right now.
And they can match up against
the best we've had in years.
And they can match up against any three in the league. Any three.
That's the best thing we've had
Bobby
in the league.
Bobby Taylor, Troy Vincent,
this
and Al Harris.
This is since Sheldon Brown, Troy Vincent, or Bobby Taylor, and or Sheldon Brown and Lito Shepard, or I'll get it. Sheldon Brown, Alito Shepard, Bobby Taylor, Troy Vincent. That's the best we've seen as a 1-2, 1-2. Just saying for you.
I can line Avante up against number ones in the slot, and they don't have to worry about, oh, maybe we need to switch guys in and out. They can put Avante there, and Avante can play against a number one. You put anybody – Bradberry might be the best dual threat as far as playing man and zone in the country.
Then you know why? Slay. Because of his size. Yep. Thank
then,
you.
Then you got Slay. Slay can play anybody, anywhere, and run and just be, you know, be a gnat in his face all the time. These guys work well together.
I want to read something here, which is fantastic. This is from SportsNot.com. The Philadelphia Eagles once again prove why they have one of the best NFL defenses this year. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, two interceptions, is making an even bigger impact this season than expected, creating a shutdown secondary that is allowing a league-low 66 passer rating. Heading into Week 7, Philadelphia is responsible for 39 pass deflections, a 56.8 completion rate, 17 sacks, and has allowed opponents to score on just 22.6% of drives. That is
amazing.
Ridiculous.
Yes, you're right.
Why they're 6-0.
You could have put, now, the last two games we didn't have Avante in there, so you're going to see a difference in it. You know what I'm saying? A difference in how they played the game. Yes, I like Josiah Scott, but he's not Avante Maddox. So you're going to play the defense differently. That's why you saw us different defense when playing against Arizona, you know, when they played against Arizona. You saw a difference in how they played. I mean, say what you want to say. Those guys can take that first read. You can take the first read away from quarterbacks now. You couldn't do that in the past. We played so far up. These guys can get up on them and play tighter, which takes that first read away, which gives that defensive line time to get there.
We come back from break. I want to talk about, all right, the moves that were made in the offseason, and if this team, if general manager and ownership decided that it was time to refocus what needed to be addressed on defense.
Right.
All right, because that's, I believe, why we are where we are. But Green Legion Radio Players Show from Live Casino here in South Philadelphia with Barrett Brooks, Irving Fryer, Dave Spadaro, Sack, and Super Sam. And, of course, intern Lauren back there doing nothing except hanging on her phone. Good job, Lauren. We're on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. One of the
Lauren, the 7-7, please.
There we go.
She's doing something now.
You guys, we'll be back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
The eardrums.
Good night, everybody.
I like your eardrums, Quimby. I like you, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio Players Show from Live Casino here on Fox Sports The Gambler 102.5 FM Philadelphia.
He's so nice now. What happened to you, Quimby?
The Eagles are 6-0.
That might be it.
Yeah, and I don't have to work that much anymore.
He's getting a lot of compliments on his new figure.
Physique.
I didn't bring it up.
I brought it up.
Sam, men don't call it a figure.
I think he did, though.
I wonder why he's walking around here with a tight shirt on. I'm like, what's going on?
Nah, it's the only red shirt I have.
They don't call it a dad bod anymore. It's a father figure.
He's a
father. That was a dad joke.
Everybody, don't hang out alone in the man cave for football season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders, Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. Don't forget here as well, every Tuesday night, $5 Bud Light specials at Center Bar. Alongside Dave Spadaro, Chris Sack, Barrett Brooks, Irving Fryer, and Super Sam Brady. I do want to get into this, Dave, and I want to throw it to you, and then I want to throw it to Barrett right after. I believe what we did see in the offseason was something that the Eagles didn't appear to want to address for a little while, and it was the linebacker situation, and it was the defensive backfield.
But what's interesting is that, you know, I mean, if you consider Hassan Reddick a linebacker, I don't consider him a linebacker in that sense of what I've always heard through the years people complaining about. So they addressed linebacker with Kazir White, who wasn't a like first day or even first week free agent, but they have addressed linebacker in the past with a third round draft pick, N'Kobe Dean. So they addressed it the same way that they've addressed it in the past. It's just that White happens to come right in and ball.
I disagree with you on that a little bit, because Kazir had 167 tackles last year.
But he lasted until the second week of free agency. He signed a 1-year deal because there was no big money out there for him. So he wasn't like
guy. Explain that. All right. Because here's a guy who is obviously Barrett, if you don't mind. Here's a guy who comes in again with 167 tackles the year before and is obviously all over the field for us. Why did he not go fast? Why did we get this? Please.
Well, I think one thing in L.A. with the Chargers is they wanted to get bigger at linebacker, and Kaiser is a converted safety. Now, he's 243 pounds, and he plays with more punch than I expected him to. But I think in the thinking of the Chargers, they had Kenneth Murray, who was a former first-round pick, kind of in a make-or-break situation. They wanted to be better against the run, so they felt that their linebackers had to be a bit bigger. So then Kaiser becomes a free agent. And just for whatever reason, just did not get a lot of attention in that first phase of free agency. He's not a pass rusher. He doesn't put up, you know, gaudy numbers other than the tackles.
I'm sorry, I find that to be a great number.
Well, Alex Singleton had a ton of tackles last year.
Yeah, but Alex Singleton's tackles were from behind.
I understand, but you didn't watch the Chargers play last year. You don't know how White played.
I know how he played. We're talking about a guy that flew to the ball, made in-play tackles, you know, tackles behind the line of scrimmage. You may not want a guy. You want a guy that's big. They couldn't necessarily pay him because they were going to pay Kenneth Murray, you know, who happens to be an Oklahoma guy, went to the University of Oklahoma. Then you got, you know, the mere fact that Kazir White, former safety at West Virginia, comes in, and he really plays well because he understands how to cover. He knows where he belongs, and he's always there to make a play. He's always flying around the ball. It just so happened that they found a gem in T.J. Edwards. T.J. Edwards always balled at Wisconsin. I don't know how I know how he slipped through the cracks.
He didn't run.
He ran a slow time. Yeah. But the way he played.
Smart player.
Yeah, sometimes when you see the eye test is what you draft people on, not necessarily what they run. The eye test should have told people that T.J. Edwards is a baller. He played right alongside T.J. Watt, and them guys had an amazing game.
And being in the system for another year really has made a difference for T.J. He's a top-notch linebacker right now. And it'll be interesting to see what happens to him after the season.
You guys, I have to point this out right now because the linebacker position has been so important to me. But what I find even more important right now is Chris Sack's face while watching Gene Segura get struck out.
I fear for my life.
Sam is in danger of an elbow.
Wow.
I don't.
So what I'm,
oh, you know, yeah,
what I'm hearing from everyone with regards to what happened during the offseason and the acquisition of certain players and the linebackers being focused on, that was a position, I believe, that Howie and the Eagles were always focusing on, but the opportunities weren't necessarily weren't what they were looking for. And I believe that everything happens for a reason. And the opportunities came at the right time. Things just fell right in place. A.J. Brown was brought in. Everything just happened, and that's why this team is what it is today. Things are falling in place. They started falling in place during the offseason. They had always been looking to make those different positions better, but everything started gelling during the offseason, and we were able to pick this one up and pick that one up, and all of the pieces fit together, and now it's showing up on the field.
I remember, and it's a great point, Irv, like when you would read about free agency early, and the Eagles are in on Allen Robinson, the wide receiver, and maybe they're going to get Robert Woods, and geez, Christian Kirk signed for all that money in Jacksonville, and look at it. And then, boom, the Eagles
There was
the
always
trade.
A plan.
The Eagles made the trade. Well, sometimes it's also fortunate, too.
Right.
Like sometimes
right.
the moves you don't make are the best moves.
Oh,
Dave,
we can talk
Dave,
about that all
No,
day.
Dave, I got to ask you this right now, because point blank, not a single person in Philadelphia had any clue there was an A.J. Brown possibility.
Exactly. That's
Zero.
That's what I'm saying.
Zero.
Opportunity.
I mean, you're talking about masking, camouflaging this thing, because it was obvious it was on the table. Go ahead.
The Eagles insider didn't even know.
So then it's great. Well, no, it's great. We knew it. We knew it a day before it happened, before we announced it.
But it was a possibility.
It was a possibility. But the intel, I mean, that's why Howie's really good. He knows what's going on around the league. And it was apparent to Howie that A.J. was unhappy in Tennessee and that Tennessee wasn't going to pay him. And so instead, the Titans wanted the first-round draft pick. They drafted the kid from Arkansas, who's been on IR, I think.
Yeah.
And A.J. comes to Philly. They get a four-year deal done, and boom, A.J. Brown hasn't stopped smiling since he came to Philadelphia.
He's not the only one, though. I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, same thing. He was disgruntled. They didn't want to pay him. He's going into his last year, lame duck contract. They didn't want to pay him. They get him here. But you know, we got to also give this to Howie. He also saw people inside the organization that could play, too. Epps is playing at a
great call.
Huge level right now. So you take Epps, mix him with T.J. Edwards, and now you're starting to get something going. You know what I'm saying? These two were under the radar to everybody else, but I kept telling people, look, Epps is the best safety we got. Yes, Harris is a guy that's okay.
Functional.
But I like Epps as the guy.
Talk about a general manager fleecing another one. Has anybody done it more than Howie Roseman and Mickey Loomis?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
For the love of God, the gifts that guy has given us over the course of time, it's incredible. And thank you again, Mickey, for that first-round pick that we're going to have next year, which is number 5 right now.
Number 6, I think, but maybe you're right. But anyway, the to piggyback on what Barrett said, last year's safeties, it was, and I love them, great guys, Anthony Harris, who's just kind of a borderline player in the league right now.
A guy, he's just a guy.
And then Rodney McLeod, who was coming off a knee injury, dragging that knee around.
Again.
Just the guy.
And so now you replace him with Marcus and with CJ, two athletic, interchangeable players, can cover in space, can go get the football.
Can play down in the box.
Can play down in the box. They tackle well. I mean, what an upgrade to the defense at the safety positions. And I think a lot of what Jonathan did last year was kind of hide the safeties. Didn't want to give up the big play, so you really can't be as aggressive when your safeties can't run.
Right. I have to ask this question because, in all fairness, all right, if we're talking about a situation where the Eagles have always wanted to address all of these positions, how the hell do the planets align? Where, I mean, now I get it, internal, and Barrett, you said it best, and Dave, you know, you jump back on top of that. Epps and T.J. Edwards, you can't be fortunate enough with T.J., who was undrafted, for God's sake. Now, you know, it took him a few years to get acclimated with the program, but you're talking about now a team that went from barely being able to
Get guys on the field
to being so deep and talented. I'm speaking specifically on defense. Dave, go ahead.
Well, I mean, look at the Super Bowl season. Howie goes out and signs Patrick Robinson, who had been injured his entire career and was injured his entire career after that season. But in that year, he was great. He
played
was a great nickel cornerback. Chris Long comes in. Plays as a third defensive end, fourth defensive end. Great role. Makes the trade for Jay Ajayi. Perfect role.
Dave, I'm stopping right? you here. No, I'm stopping you here because there's a difference. All right? You're talking about a situation in that Super Bowl run where he picked up players that were not expected to generate that much.
What was Kaiser White expected to generate?
167 tackles. 100%.
Chris Long had won a Super Bowl with the Patriots.
James Bradbury.
Garrett Blunt was that guy, too.
Hassan Reddick. No, I'm talking to you. He went from picking up guys that you weren't expecting.
Hassan Reddick had double-digit sacks. See, Hassan Reddick was a day one free agent signing. He was a very
I'm saying you're talking about Patrick Robinson, Chris Long, Jay Ajayi. All were expected, hopefully, to give us something, but not to produce like all of our free agents that were signed this year are producing right now. Bradbury, well, Kaiser, Reddick, A.J. Brown is essentially a free agent. I think, you know, that was a trade on draft day, but a sign and trade. So,
yeah, but Quimby, the only guys who are making big money by NFL standards are Reddick and now A.J. Brown. White's on a one-year deal. Bradbury's on a one-year deal. Gardner Johnson's contract runs out. Right? I mean, so it's not like they are... The Eagles came into the offseason with a very tight cap situation, and Howie and the front office, they've worked magic.
I got to say this, and then we got to take a break here. And if the revenue increases like it does normally...
It will. It's a big jump next year.
There is a plus $80 million the Eagles have to spend next year because of everybody coming off their one-year deals. I was not a proponent of Fletcher getting that money. He's earning it right now, earning every bit of it. He's all over the place. But we're going to talk about that more when we come back from break. Barrett, are you able to hang with us just a little bit longer? We'll keep throwing 7-and-7s with you.
I'm here, bro.
All right, good. My man, appreciate you. You guys, Green Legion Radio at Live Casino, brought to you by our friends at Cheerleaders. And, yeah, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, Fox Sports The Gambler. You guys, we'll be back right after this.
We are 102.5 FM, The Gambler.
Green Legion Radio Players Show, live from Live Casino, live at Live, everybody. Make sure you stop at Sports and Social here at Live Casino for every post-game watch party. Or head to Center Bar, because if I don't, Michael will be pissed off that I didn't tell everybody that. Enjoy $5 Budweiser's, Bud Lights, Phillies giveaways during the game. Visit LiveCasinoPhilly.com for details. Upcoming entertainment here at Live Casino. The Philly Wine Festival, Saturday, November 19th. Jefferson Starship. What was the... We built this city. That was the song when...
Rock and roll.
No, who was making the run when that was like our...
The Phillies 93?
No.
It might be. Spin Doctors back in the day.
Was it the wrong song?
Spin Doctors was a 93 Phillies.
That's the wrong song.
Matt,
I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know that song, but I don't remember.
City on rock and roll.
Sing it, Dave. Sing it.
Yeah, I think that's a Cleveland song. Right, yeah.
And we found out how tone deaf everybody on this panel is.
I didn't sing it.
We built this city.
Ghostbusters.
Falsetto.
Matt Frazier, Saturday, December 10th, and Sunday, December 11th. Soul Town to Motown, holiday show. I know Irv's getting a little excited about that. Sunday, December 18th. I had to listen to his music the entire golf tournament.
Hey.
Bobby Collins, I was down with it.
I know you were down with it.
You know I was.
You were wiggling a little bit.
Come on, baby. Yeah. DJ for 25 years.
Uh-huh. Hey, that man got hyped up to gospel music for 17 years.
Yeah, it's a brick.
House. And on that note, Bobby Collins will be here Saturday, February 18th. Tickets on sale again at LiveCasinoPhilly.com. We'll talk about the Jaws football challenge here in a little bit. But you can
get hyped up on gospel music.
Jaws, you're nuts.
There's such a thing as praise music. You can get hyped up on almost.
Some guys do.
Hyperventilated the other day.
So moving on. There's plenty of time with your shrine back at the house there, Mr. Fryer Place.
He's a heathen.
What shrine? Yeah. Quimby's a heathen.
Uh-oh, the Flyers just scored.
They tied it up.
Tied it up. Third period.
Nobody cares. Anyway, I'm sorry. Until Spectacor signs or sells, we're down. But, Zach, there's a question that you had to me during a break, and I want to throw it to you right away. At this point in the season, and we're getting close to a trade deadline here, right?
November 1st, 4 o'clock.
Is there something that the team should be addressing? Is there something they could be addressing? Is there a move that you would like to see? And after that, I'd love to throw it to the rest of the panel.
Well, it's like I said to you, I think this is the deepest roster in the NFL. I mean, if you look 1 through 53, and then you look on the practice squad and what they're able to pull out for their practice squad.
Giggity.
It's just, yeah, I knew you'd love that one. That's the reason why I set it up for you, and you spiked it. But, I look at this roster, and there's not many, any flaws at all. I want to pitch this to the panel. If there's a need that's out there for coming up by the trade deadline that you see on this team, something that they need to go and get before they make this run into the playoffs and for the first seed, the first overall seed, what is something that you guys see, Barrett, that the Eagles should look to add before November 1st?
There's not many needs. There's not many needs that this team really needs.
But if there's one.
But there's the one. I think I want to, after looking at the game and watching the film, man, that kickoff return, that punt return, man, we don't flip the field. That's the only knock I can say against this team. We don't flip the field. We don't put our offense in a great position from special teams. We don't put our defense in a great position for the special teams. We don't return well, and we don't pin guys back well. So it's either a kickoff returner or somebody that can go out and be dynamic. Whether it's we need to block, and we definitely need to block better on punt and kickoff return. But we definitely have some issues at the special teams position in something like that.
And Brian Mitchell can come out of retirement.
well, can you turn my mic up so I can hear myself? Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
Stop
go ahead.
Turning me down. I agree with Barrett. If there is one position on the team that needs to be improved, that is the return side. And I hate to say that.
We haven't been addressing that at all because the team's been playing so well in other areas.
And Cubby really hasn't made any mistakes, so to speak.
No, he hasn't.
But,
you're right.
But he's just been there, catching the ball and making sure it's not, turned over to the other team, to the defense. So if there's – because special teams, like Bear said, determines – field position for you. If you can give your team a short field, then that obviously more times than not equates to more points. But we lack in that area. But at the same time, the team is playing so well, guys are gelling so well, why bring someone else in and maybe throw a wrench in what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it differently. I don't look at it like at one position. I think that you can always address your roster and improve your roster. And I think the job of Howie Roseman is to see, is there a spot on this roster that he can improve? Is there a backup offensive lineman? Is there a backup defensive lineman? Is there somebody on the edge that you can bring in and give you 15 to 20 snaps and rush the passer and replace Derek Barnett? Is there a fourth cornerback? Is there a fourth cornerback who's whatever. You look to the roster and you go, I can get that guy, and he's going to be an upgrade over this guy, and that's how you do
go,
it.
Go! Well, get out! Ah! Woo!
Go on, baby!
Let's go!
Play by play.
Come on, baby! Yes!
Harper's a bad boy. He's just a bad boy.
And great radio here, everybody. Bryce Harper just goes deep.
He's just a bad boy.
Hold on. Pull it back. Dave, continue, please.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody really care? I mean, Sack is going to have is busting his...
I think I just went 6 to midnight.
Busting his
he's
guts.
He's making funny noise. Did you hear that?
I know.
He's like,
went 6 to midnight.
I'd rather just listen to Sack.
I guess we could get away with that.
I think he's giving birth here.
that home run, opposite field in that park, is not an easy shot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dave, please.
Yeah, I just think you can address every spot on the roster.
And we lost Sam.
And I think that the Eagles they've got the assets to do it. If they want to make a trade, I think that they can pull it off. I mean, we saw yesterday the Carolina Panthers traded Robbie Anderson for late round draft picks. The Eagles certainly have extra picks.
They got a yard sale going on there, and I really think that's where we need to go.
And that's a roster that you look at and you go, huh? How can I get something there and give them back draft picks?
Right. You know what? I would look at two guys. Number one, my number one guy is Burns.
I've heard his name, Barrett.
He had 9 sacks the past 2 years. He's
you
got
heard
four
it because he was, you
year.
Were listening to him.
4 sacks this year.
On the pre- and post-game show.
Yeah, I've said this before.
NBC Sports Philadelphia.
So, thank you. So,
how Sack is so much happier now. He's so much more energetic now.
But, yeah, you mean,
ask
he
his
has
wife.
4 sacks. Or you go with an impact player on offense. You say he's a running back. You say he's a slot player. You say he's a wing player. McCaffrey can play just about anywhere and be an impact player.
Wow. Are you going there?
As long as he's healthy, I mean, he could be an impact player.
Wow.
On this roster, he will blow the – just watch just the touchdown.
Can we afford him?
We can afford anything. Howie's the guy. But I'm just thinking, like, for instance, look at the touchdown we scored, the last touchdown we scored to win the game. On this play is a read option. It's an RPO, all in one. On this play – if you watch Dallas Goedert, he influenced and going out and ran a little out. He influenced the end, so they could have just handed it off to the running back, and he could have ran it in. He pulls it, turns around, instead of throwing it to Goedert, because he had thrown it to him like five times the play before. Instead of throwing it to Goedert, once they double-teamed him, he throws it to Smitty.
$6.
He's open. He's open right there. He's open right there because he went to like he was going to crack the safety, and it turned around. It was a touchdown. You can get him in those type of positions and do whatever you want to do with that RPO, read option, everything. He's that type of a player.
Now, listen, I think we all can agree Miles Sanders has been really good through the first 6 weeks of
right,
the season.
Right, yes, no, he's been great.
But
great.
My whole thing that I've had questions about, my cousin Paul is a big Panthers fan, and we've talked about this throughout the offseason, how he struggled with injuries the last couple years, because they really, like the first few years of his career, they took a lot of tread on those tires.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't transitioned him into a slot receiver role, because he's so special when he's in the open field, and if you can get him in the middle, that would be something where if the Eagles were to bring him in, if that's something that you were looking to do, that would be an option for me. I mean, if you could have him and Miles in the split in the backfield, or you could put him out in motion, you could spread him out.
He would be just, all right, you go over here. They'd be like drawing plays in the dirt. Are you go over here, and we're going to give the ball to you.
You're the bottle cap.
All right, come over here, and we're going to put you there.
At this point in the season, they would have to do that.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the point. That's how you have to look at things. You go, if I can upgrade any part of this roster, I try to do it. And so you don't go specifically for a position. I know that Jay Ajayi was kind of that running back that everybody looked at, the explosive running back who kind of finished off the running back room. But in this case, your roster's already really good. But if you can upgrade, you do it.
You guys, we got a hell of a buzz over here at Live Casino right now. There's a lot going on. The Flyers, the Phillies. If you're anywhere near South Philadelphia.
Sixers. Oh, the Sixers are tied up right now.
Sixers? Yeah, I can't see that TV, unfortunately.
The Phillies are the only team right now with a lead.
But you guys, alongside Irving Fryer, Barrett Brooks, Dave Spadaro, Chris Sack, Super Sam, Lauren, pal. There you go. The first time you get the last
name. She moved.
7-7.
You guys know this jackass. Is that?
That's sexy.
Is that Rexy?
Yes.
You just noticed?
He only showed up because Sam's here.
Shut up, Zach.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we're going to have a bro hug right here live on air. This is fantastic radio.
He's going to cry.
You got to love it.
He's going to start to tear up.
Well, Rex is just coming back from, what, 3 months on a ship? So he is our favorite seaman here on Green Legion Radio.
Nice.
Wow. I'm a bull guy, too.
Is this like the first time they've seen each other? What a beautiful hug.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
I'd say
right
since,
now.
Like, just, May.
Oh, man. I, like,
wow.
What type of ship
right,
is
let's,
he
let's
on?
Talk around the league right now.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, baby.
Welcome back.
Hey, Rex, I wish I knew.
We haven't
like
seen
you
Rexy. How long have you been out? 4 months?
We just all do hugs.
4 months.
Normally, Quimby buys you dinner before he touches you that way.
All right, 6 to midnight. Well, listen, I'd like to take a jump off of what we've been talking about. I want to talk around the league here a little bit. We don't normally have an opportunity to do that, but right now, not only am I ecstatic about the Eagles being 6-0, I'm ecstatic about a bunch of teams that are, well, kind of in a little disarray, kind of on the bubble already in week six.
For
me
sure.
Too.
In the NFC, oh my gosh, what a train wreck.
Great, here too. We go, ready? This segment is called Trouble in Paradise, everybody. These are teams
creative
who brought in new quarterbacks this year that were supposed to help the franchise.
Did we dodge a bullet or what? No, three bullets. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Everything fell in place.
Here we go. Washington Commanders and Carson Wentz to start off, baby.
Right. And he won't be the quarterback when they come to town in a few weeks.
No.
He won't be the quarterback when he comes back and gets healthy.
By the way,
I agree with that.
He won't be.
Can we talk for a moment? Because we're going to stay on this segment until the end of our next break. Does anybody else love the subplot here with Daniel Snyder saying, I've got so much dirt on every owner
and
Roger Goodell in the league?
I mean, there was a bombshell that was dropped today by Jim Mersey saying that they may be able to vote him out. They think that they're going to be able to get enough owners, 24 owners, to be able to vote him out.
Think that's actually going to be productive?
Now that you see Jerry Jones, he got a lot of skeletons.
Yeah, he controls everything.
Like, hey, but most of those are exposed.
I don't think I can.
We know all of Jerry's.
Yeah, Snyder's a good guy to me. Evidently he knows a little bit about what I've been doing.
We know what happened on that flight.
Right.
The guy who has everything to lose, though, is Goodell. I mean, if he has dirt on Goodell, that's the big... Because the owners don't care about the commissioner.
Come on. Do we actually think every single one of them are clean?
No.
In no way.
Not at all.
You know what? You know the only person I respect out of this whole thing, and I hate saying it, but it's the owner of the Patriots, because after he got busted, he just went like this. Yo, that's me.
Yeah, and he married a 47-year-old doctor on Friday night.
Wow. I didn't know
he
that.
He got it all out of him, man.
Prenuptial agreement.
I was supposed to go with Brady, but it was too close in the schedule.
That's a quick payout for her. That's $7 billion.
All right, moving on. The Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. I said it before the season. He has nobody to throw to.
You know, earlier I was thinking early on in the show when we were talking about the Eagles and how he making the moves, is like, he decided to move all the chips into the center of the table when he started seeing all the dominoes start to fall in the NFC. I mean, Tom Brady initially retired, but then he came back. You know, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers trading away Devontae Adams and spending all that money. They lost a couple key defensive players in free agency. You see some of these teams that were legit last year, the Rams, all that money that they spent, and they said, you know, F those picks, right? And now they can't fill in those holes because they don't have the picks. It's unbelievable. And you look at Rodgers right now, what he's going through. He has nobody to throw to. Nobody to throw to. Nobody can get open. That team's in a lot of trouble.
Irv. Their offensive and defensive lines are not good at all. The Jets beat them. If you watched that game or could see any of that game, the Jets literally, physically beat them up. Hats off to the Jets. But,
Don't jump the gun. Russ Taylor in our room, if Daniel Snyder starts snitching the next time he goes on vacation, that plane is going down. NFL owners can make you disappear. All they have to do is call Mrs. Clinton.
Right. Well, you got to do is talk about your boy Jared. Jared doesn't play that now.
But, Zach, you know, with Aaron
Hey, Jared has AIDS.
Aaron Rodgers, right. there's just something about Aaron Rodgers that, like, he doesn't work out with his teammates in the spring, like, his family doesn't talk to him. Like, he's just...
your family doesn't talk to you.
The whole thing with Aaron Rodgers is really weird.
Dave.
The hairstyle. Like, I don't know what's going on there with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, his hair... It's like
he's having a midlife crisis.
Well, you guys watched Young Guns.
Same with Tom Brady.
He went out there last year and was, you know, saw the peyote. Remember the peyote?
Yeah.
You know, chickens, with them chickens, you know, he's one of those guys where he really believes that he's the best thing going, and he is, but he can't get those young guys to go out there and really be an impact in the offense. So that's why he's going through what he's going through. He shouldn't have let Adams go, period. He should have took less money to let Adams stay here. So that's his problem.
Well, you know, that doesn't fly these days with the younger players that are coming in, the mentality that they carry. That they operate with. If you walk around as an older player acting like, you know, your stuff doesn't stink and that you're better than them and you separate yourself and cause division or space between you and them, that's not going to work. They're never going to play for him. They're never going to come alongside of him, and they're never going to operate as a team.
It's there's a changing of the guard in the NFC, right?
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady down.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts up.
Yes, sir.
Stafford down. It's just, it's crazy.
And you know what? We're going to keep talking about that when we come back from break. Here on the Green Legion Radio Players Show at Live Casino on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Teammates Irving Fryer and Barrett Brooks here with us. Host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro. Your baseball and hockey
Say it.
Knucklehead.
The hockey.
I'm pissed off.
The hockey.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shanson.
There it is. And, of course, producing the show, Super Sam.
Sit your ass down, Juan Soto.
Intern Lauren and Quimby. We'll be back here on Fox Sports right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
You gotta keep them separated.
The only true professional here is yapping before we come in.
I thought that was, hey, Nikki, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Hey, Mickey.
That's okay. The offspring came way after
Keep
that.
Keep singing to me, Dave. Keep singing.
Really. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Be careful, Dave.
Everybody,
I'll sing to you.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine a Philadelphia Flyers goal. Nobody cares.
Yes, they do. 3-2 lead. Third.
You
period.
Can find your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. We're talking about trouble in paradise around the league, and we got a 15-minute segment finish up because after that, we're getting into Kajada, baby.
Kajada. Trouble in paradise before you head to paradise.
There's not going to be any trouble in that paradise,
no,
my friend.
No, none.
Closing the door real quick on Aaron Rodgers because he's kind of aloof. He's a nut job. But right. I just want to know if he's spending all of his time trying to find an uglier girlfriend than Shailene Woodley.
You love her.
I really no. All right. So moving on. Another team not doing so well. The 1-4 Dan Campbell, Hard Knocks. We're gonna set this team straight. Detroit Lions. I said it before. I'm going to pass it down. It's still owned by the Ford family. As long as the Ford family owns that team, they will suck.
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I'm man enough to admit, unlike Quimby the other day when I asked him to admit he was wrong about the Phillies making the playoffs, I will say three words.
I did admit. You're Richard.
No, you said kiss my ass. You said those three words. I will say I was wrong. I was wrong about the Lions. Thank you. I'm man enough to admit it.
I had so many conversations with people before the opening game. Oh, the Lions, they were so physical in training camp, and they played so hard in training camp, and the Eagles are going to pay for these light training camp practices, and you watch, the Eagles are going to miss a ton of tackles.
I said it. I'm sorry. Is that good, I mean, sack?
you admitted it to him, not to me.
That's why I think I think Nick Sirianni has the makings, guys. Irv and Barrett, you can speak to it. He has the makings of a great head coach.
He's a player's coach.
It's not even that. He connects. He knows when to push him. He knows when to lay off him. He never blows timeouts. You never sit there and go, what in the world is this game plan?
One thing for sure.
Many things.
You're right. You mean I played around a lot of great head coaches. Well, no, not a lot of great head coaches. I played with a lot of great coaches, but I only played with really just one great head coach. I've had a coach quit on me in Detroit. As a matter of fact, it was in Detroit. My coach quit on me halfway through the year. Bobby Ross. Halfway through the year. And if the organization, it's just had so many downfalls, you know, Millen being there. And that's my dude. I love Millen, but they just don't do things the right way. I can remember going and I'm playing in that Pontiac, you know, Silverdome. I'm playing in there, and halftime, I come down, and Mr. Ford, the late Mr. Ford, comes down. He's smoking cigarettes and blowing in our faces. We're playing. We're at halftime. I'm like, what is going on? Guys are doing great. It's just the gold standard is not applied to Detroit. The gold standard is applied to the Eagles. They just do things the right way.
Well, you mentioned Coach Sirianni, and Coach Sirianni, he just seems to have a great grasp on what's going on the moment. This is his second year, and he seems to have made that big jump like the rookies do into this second year.
And when did he do it?
He started.
When did he do it?
When the team was 2-5.
Nope.
Last year.
Nope. When did he do it?
I mean, when did he do it?
When did he become a great coach?
How about them Eagles?
Nope. He became a great coach.
Nope.
Beginnings last year.
Nope.
When he made the adjustment.
Nope.
When the team was
2-5.
We've talked
about Detroit this a number of times.
Well, that's your opinion. Let me give my opinion.
He started running the football.
It's against the Jets. Quincy Williams, that hit.
Let me.
He became endeared to the team in Philadelphia on the first series of the first preseason game.
He became endeared to the team, but he didn't start being a great head coach then. That's not when he became a great head coach, because he took up for his quarterback. He started becoming...
I disagree.
Eagles won 7 of 10 games last year to get to the playoffs. Don't you think he accomplished something then?
When he made the adjustment at 2-5 to start running the ball and got the team to the playoffs last year, and he began to endear this team. The team rallied around him. They trust him. He trusts them. And he understands his players and how to use them, how to put them in the best position to do what they do the most and do best so they can be the most successful they can be.
Right. I mean, he understands the pulse of his team.
Right.
Anytime you're a head coach and you're brought in as a head coach when they signed him to be the head coach to call new innovative offenses, he relinquished that power to his offensive coordinator. And when he did that, it showed that this team is more important than this ego.
That's good coaching.
And they saw that, and they're like, all right, if this coach can do that, I will go above and beyond for this coach because he understands what we need. Against Detroit, they went out there and they busted their tail. From that point on, I think that's when things started to materialize, because the owner Jeffrey and Howie Roseman wants to throw the ball. That's what the NFL is. No, he allowed Shane Steichen to run the rock, and what happens then? We start winning, and when we start winning, things start looking.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. What was that, Dave? Hold on, Barrett. Say that again. Real quick.
He's
Barrett,
wrong.
Barrett, say that again.
He's wrong.
Well, up until the Dallas game.
Right. Hi, Barrett. Say it again.
Well, he's drinking right now. Up until the Dallas game, right before the Dallas game, the run pass percentage
7-7.
The run pass percentage was the Eagles ran the ball 52% run and was 47% run.
And you guys give me grief when I fumble.
And this is even. It's even. It's pretty much even.
Yes, it is. By the way, we just talked about the Detroit Lions more than they talk about Detroit football in Detroit on Sports Talk.
Detroit.
I think the reason Nick is
right.
So Nick is.
I would like to retract my statement about when Nick Sirianni became a great coach.
Fine. Why do you get to cut everybody else off?
He tells us all.
Because you never finish.
What do you mean I never finish?
Well, now you do.
See, I think Nick is just a really authentic, genuine guy, and it really comes across.
Will you stop? That was my thunder.
Oh, sorry.
I think Nick Sirianni. I wanted to retract my statement about when he became a great coach. You're up.
Now
you're on.
Retracted.
No, I did. I said that, but you're talking too much. You don't understand. He endeared himself to Philadelphia in that Jets game.
Yes, okay, I accept.
You're go.
I accept
all right,
that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Maybe I was wrong in saying that's when he became a great coach. That's when he endeared himself.
Yes.
To this city and its fans. So there we go. Let's move on, please.
We're still talking about the NFC, right?
No, we're still talking about
Tommy. Go ahead, Sam.
My future husband?
Yes.
You want me to stick up for him, or do you want me to tell you the truth?
Prenuptial agreement.
Home record.
Oh, he's going to need one. You're right, because by the time she's done with him, he's not going to have anything left.
He doesn't have much of a face left either.
Anybody want to talk about the woes for Tom?
I haven't had the least
amount of touchdown passes since 2013.
I don't get what he's doing. He left the team on Thursday or Friday last week. Wasn't part of the walkthrough. Didn't travel with the team to Pittsburgh.
Well, we had a wedding to go to.
So we can go to a wedding. That just doesn't happen. You don't do that.
Let me tell you what else.
Fly out.
Wouldn't have happened.
Late day.
Let me tell you what else would not have happened had I been on that team. Dan Marino tried that crap with me one time, came to me one time, and raised his voice about some play, about something that didn't go right. And I told Dan, just like I would have told Tom, as he was yelling at those linemen on the sidelines, listen, I ain't no punk, I ain't no little boy, I play hard just like you play hard, you can talk to me like a grown man, otherwise, I'm going to smack you in your face, and this going to be the end of this.
And the next season you were in Philadelphia.
And the next season I was in Philadelphia.
I'm guessing that had to have been while he was filming Ace Ventura, right?
It actually happened my first month there is when it happened. He thought he could come to me and start yelling like he did the rest of those punks. Not me. I'm not the one.
I'm going to take the shot in my
I don't know why
toe.
You put up with my grief.
Huh?
I said, why are you putting up
He's
with my grief?
He's not going too soon.
I've gotten older. I've become less
Irvin is
less
the only
hostile.
Guy.
I've
Irvin
become
is
less
the,
hostile.
Irvin is the only guy that Gruden never tried. He tried everybody else. He tried
Oh, he
Randall.
Tried pushing everybody's button?
He tried everybody, but he did not try Irvin.
Hey, I hear one of the favorite people in that or in your organization at that point was Dana
Bible. Good. How much did he mess the whole thing up when he came in?
He was the worst.
The worst.
He went offensive coordinator like not even one fourth of the way through the season. We had Bill Musgrave.
Right.
Bill Musgrave became the and he was on the roster last year. I'm like, how are you on the roster the last year and you're our offensive coordinator? What is going on?
The first it was a Wednesday morning and we come in for the installation of the offense for the week. And Musgrave is standing in front of the offensive right. team, and he starts doing the installation, and he has to stop because he's so nervous. He's fumbling and bumbling around. He's babbling. He stopped, and he said, listen, guys, I'm sorry. You have to forgive me. I've never done this before, and I'm just really nervous.
At least he's being
right
honest.
Now. Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, we just went from bad
right.
to worse.
And you did.
And we did.
You
we
guys,
got worse.
You guys, we're in South Philadelphia Live Casino with Irving Fryer, Barrett Brooks, Dave Spadaro, Chris Sack, Super Sam, intern Lauren, and myself, Quimby. These are great stories, man. This is why we do this. I this has been one of my favorite shows here.
Because so Diaz far, isn't here.
No, we're not even close to a break yet, Dave, so you got to put your headset back on.
Oh, I thought you were segueing into a break.
I'm also trying to realize that I have no radio experience, and I should be talking to people in the middle of segments saying who is on the show. Right now we have teammates for 3 years with the Philadelphia Eagles in Barrett Brooks and Irving Fryer, host of the Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro, host of Bud Light Baseball Brunch, Chris Sack, Sack Attack, Sackmaster, Reggie, woo-ha-ha, and Super Sam. I'm going to move on. The Saints are garbage. Did anybody see that coming?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
No quarterback. Jameis Winston.
The 49ers
injuries,
are barely
injuries.
Holding on with their defense, which, yeah. by the way, is still ranked number one.
Smoked by Atlanta.
The Rams are seeing a massive Super Bowl slump.
Yes.
I think we all kind of anticipated that.
That usually happens.
But here we go, and this is where I want to throw it to Irv. As a wide receiver, who would have thought that Tua meant so much to those Miami Dolphins?
He's the starting quarterback. He was the starting quarterback all through training camp. He was the starting quarterback all through preseason. So he had developed the relationship with all of those receivers. And when he got hurt, he's out. It's going to make a difference. You know, it's the same way with any starting quarterback in the league. If you lose today, if you lose your starting quarterback, it's going to have a negative impact, and you're going to feel it particularly on the offensive side of the ball, if not the whole team. But that's how big of a jump there is between starters and the backups.
So who's for real in the NFC?
Hold on. We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're not there yet because I want to keep going. We're getting there.
All right.
This is Trouble in Paradise segment here on Fox Sports The Gambler. Barrett, to you, excellent question. Who would have thought?
Because he wrote it.
Yeah. That's why I started laughing.
Hold on. Barrett, you're on Channel 5, right? Everybody else is done.
That's why I started laughing.
The AFC North. Ravens and Bengals tied at first at 3-3, and the Browns and Steelers at 2-4. Did anybody see that coming?
We knew the Steelers didn't have a quarterback. When you got one backup quarterback starting, and then you have a young quarterback about to start, that means you don't have a quarterback. And the offensive line can't block a donut hole. I mean, they couldn't block
the way out of hole.
Zero.
How do you block a donut hole?
You couldn't block a donut hole because it's empty. It's zero. They couldn't block that.
Okay.
Then you got an.
I love the analogy.
Yeah.
Then you got offensive line that can't run, pass. You're just done. You got great receivers out there, and you don't have a quarterback to get to them. You got a defense that has been like, all right, they're 0-11, when T.J. Watt is not starting for them. So, of course, it's going to be bad there. In Cleveland, they don't have their quarterback, starting quarterback. They don't have Deshaun Watson, so he's not there. So they're going to be bad. So, of course, you know, you look at the Ravens. I'm surprised the Ravens have a great defense. They got two of the best corners in the league.
Not anymore.
A great middle linebacker.
I think
what
they've only
they
drilled for like 11 minutes this year, right?
Right.
I think like that was the stat. I mean, before they folded
exactly.
in the fourth quarter against the Giants the other day.
Unbelievable.
And then the Bengals, it's a Super Bowl hangover. I think. But normally, the team that wins a Super Bowl outside of us 4 or 5 years ago, they struggled that, you know, coming back. Like
right.
the team that loses a Super Bowl,
yes.
they had that hangover.
Right.
This year, both teams had the hangover.
Exactly.
But I mean, Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase both exploded in the second half against the Saints the other day. That might be what they needed to
Ja'Marr
get going.
Chase is the only reason I'm 4-2 in fantasy right now.
That's
and
awesome.
The Flyers win, everybody, and nobody cares.
3-0, great. No, no.
Everybody wins in Philly.
That's exactly right.
Everybody wins in Philly. The message here from Green Legion Radio, Comcast Spectacore. Sell the team. Bang.
There we go. Will?
Wow.
Yeah, 3-0.
3-2. They're 3-0.
Don't let Scrooge.
Come on now.
All right, everybody, pull it back here for just a second. Finally, in the AFC West. Wow.
Horrific.
Broncos and Raiders. Who saw this one coming? 2-4 and 1-4. Go ahead, Zach.
I can't believe the National Football League and their partners on television networks have subjected us to 4 primetime games
right.
with the Broncos.
Horrible.
In the first
Absolutely
6 weeks
horrible.
Of the season. I mean, for the love of God, can we get a break now? I think the max that you can have in a season for primetime games is 5?
5.
6? Is it 5? Thank you,
Dave,
Jesus.
What is that number?
It's 5, and then you can get flexed out to a 6.
They're not getting flexed, so we don't have to worry about that. They're getting flexed
out. Sack, maybe the NFL's goal was to get you to call on Jesus like you just did.
Besides
so they succeeded. You said that.
And there goes Irv.
Besides Phillies games, it's probably the only time I call. I'm calling right now.
But hold on. Did you guys think that he was going to be that bad?
I don't think it's Russell Wilson. I think it's a terrible...
And you know what? We're going to talk about that when we come back from break because... Hold on. Could you take a photo of Dave just resting his forehead on the microphone right now?
Mr. Unlimited.
You guys...
I'd like to know what he's thinking right
hey
now.
Hey, guys. I got to get back over the bridge, man. You guys already robbed
You going to head out?
Yeah, you guys offered me 40 minutes of my time.
Be
man.
Safe.
You
I got
still
got
to finish that drink.
Get out. It's all good. What drink? That's just a soda.
Just a soda.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio Player Show on Fox Sports The Gambler from Live Casino here in South Philadelphia. We got one more segment. It's Kajada, baby, and we'll be back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Here at Live Casino in South Philadelphia, Ron Jaworski's $100,000 football challenge. Make your picks against Ron Jaworski each week for your chance to win Jaws tickets to the big game and over $100,000 in prizes. Pick the winning teams each week to be a weekly winner. There will be over 250 winners for the season. Visit livecasinophilly.com for details. Game days at Live. Irv, you're going to be here in the Pittsburgh game?
Yes, I will be here for the Pittsburgh game. Yes,
Irv, what is it like here when you're here and the Eagles are playing?
It's all the way live. I'm telling you, this whole floor is...
It's all the way live.
Yeah, I know, but just, yeah, no. This floor is filled with people. I mean, you can barely hear what's going on. They're loud, they're ecstatic, they're excited. It's a great time.
You
want to be here. We're up on the stage, Bella and myself. During the commercials, we come on and we interact with the crowd. It's wonderful.
Love it. Love it.
Food and beverage as well. Taco Tuesdays at Sports and Social. Every Tuesday, enjoy taco specials. $3 chicken and pork tacos, $4 tempura mahi tacos, $4 taco of the day, $8 chicken nachos, $5 margaritas, $8 Milagro margaritas, $4 Estrella Spanish lager, and $12 Milagro margarita flights. Happy hour at Sports and Social every Monday through Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. $4 domestics, $5 cocktails, $6 wines, half-price appetizers. Everyone, I think it's time for a little Kajada.
Finally.
Kajada.
Kajada. First of all, while we were talking about Trouble in Paradise, I did want to mention four teams that did not expect to be here, and I believe the Eagles are one of them. Did not expect them to be 6-0, except for me.
Well, you did have them losing to the Vikings, and that's another shot at the wall.
But three of the four teams that are surprise teams are all within 100 miles of each other. The Giants and the Jets, which is...
Hey, great. You know what? I think it's great for football. I think it's great for the NFL.
I do too. And Minnesota. Minnesota was the honorable mention in this.
I think Minnesota will be a tough team.
Dalvin Cook is
in the playoffs.
Stud.
Yes, he is.
Stud. But anyway, the newest segment on Green Legion Radio, it's no longer Kaja. Kaja was kick-ass or jackass. Now we are Kajada. Kick-ass, jackass, or dumbass.
And I believe Irv was the one who added the dumbass.
Oh, no. Irv is absolutely... Take credit.
Yeah, no, of course I was. You're going to take that away from me?
You're an innovator.
I just said I thought it was you.
It was me.
He was referring to Diaz when he said it.
Yeah.
All right. First, and we'll just go down the row. Sam, Sack, Spuds, Irv.
Oh, I'm first? I'm not good at being first.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. There we go. Yeah, There's a lot of rumble on the panel.
Rex, is this true?
Wow.
Oh, boy. Really? Sack, you had to do that? Really?
She expects it.
Yeah, that's worse than Diaz asking him to make a sandwich.
She expects me.
You know what? At this point, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, let's go ask Tom.
Speaking of that, when you earn $47 million a year as a quarterback, but your wife makes more money than you.
Oh, I'll add right away to this. This whole thing is dumbass. Neither of them should be making anything.
Kick ass. I would have retired 5 years ago if
Hell
I was there.
Yeah. Hell yeah, kick ass.
Yeah, kick ass.
Sorry, Sam.
My wife makes more money than me. Kick ass. Exactly.
I'd be sitting on the couch trying to figure out how to lose more weight. Kick ass.
He's a dumbass for letting her go.
Exactly.
Just show me where the carpool line is at the school. I'll drop the kids off and pick them up.
What?
There's an old adage, my friend.
What?
Regardless of how hot she is, somebody somewhere is tired of her.
Of course. That doesn't mean leave her.
Jeez.
Okay. Next.
Find some way to work that out.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sure.
Hey, we're talking about trouble in paradise on Kajada today.
Buy an island, live on one side, she live on the other side.
Sam, Shailene Woodley.
Oh, just because she bothers you, kick ass.
Jackass. She's not attractive at all.
I don't really have an opinion on her, so...
Just follow my lead.
I'll go jackass.
There you go. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll go jackass, too. Yeah.
She dated Aaron Rodgers. Dumbass.
No, dumbass. Good point.
The Eagles being number one in sacks and turnovers after week six.
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Yeah, it's kick ass.
Every now and then, I have to give a multiple choice answer where you know C is the correct response.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this? LOL Raiders. Tickets going for less than $100 for this Sunday's game against the Houston Texans.
Dumbass.
I mean, that just shows how pathetic they are. It's dumbass.
I'm in Vegas this weekend. That might be a kickass.
You don't get enough football, do you?
I know, just for fun. It's a good stadium.
Dave, don't be a dumbass. Don't do it. They should be free. Those tickets should be free.
After what took place in Vegas last year, I want the Raiders to succeed less than any other team in the league, and that includes the New York Giants, which is a big statement
on
my part.
Yes.
So, that statement, kick ass. Next, quote unquote, Dan Campbell will get that team in shape.
Dumbass.
I'm a jackass.
Yes, you are.
Dumbass. You're on my side, Spuds.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you walked right into it, Zach.
Dumbass. That's, yeah.
Here we go.
He's doing up downs with his team.
No, I'm not even close to done. I've got.
You didn't give yours. You didn't say which
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you didn't give yours.
What's that? Oh. Dan Campbell, dumbass.
Okay. Yeah.
Dumbass. Dan Campbell, jackass. Anybody that believed in it, dumbass. We're good. The only teams that get on Hard Knocks are ones that need exposure.
Right. Right.
Fact. All right.
Has there been any team on Hard Knocks
That's ever won anything? That's a good question.
I think if you don't make the playoffs for 2 years in a row, you are eligible for Hard Knocks.
Oh, so there's a qualification that you suck.
Wow. So the Lions will be back in there in another 2 years.
You got to suck to qualify.
That's awesome.
And you want some exposure. You want to kind of generate some buzz. And I think the Lions did that with Hard Knocks. And then they go out, the regular season starts, and they're still the Lions.
Turning down $25 million a year from Amazon to coach the Super Bowl slumping Rams.
Dumbass.
Yep. Dumbass.
Sean McVay, I appreciate your principles. Complete and total dumb ass.
Strike while the iron's hot. Yes, you're young, man. You're good looking, you're intelligent.
You're everything they wanted. Yes. For God's sake, you had the world by the nuts.
Here's why he's a dumbass, because being a coach sucks.
Right?
Yes.
Hold on.
It's
Dave.
A sucky life.
Dave, seriously, talk about that for a hot second. We got some time. Just going from the sideline to the booth is an upgrade.
Yeah, but for people who have that manic, competitive personality, who want to be treated like the king, which is what a head coach is treated like, it becomes extremely addictive. And that's why coaches stay in the profession. And when they go home, they're just husband or dad. And you know what? A lot of those guys, they don't want to be the husband to take out the trash or the dad to help Junior with the homework. They want to stay in the office and be the king. And so that's why they stay in the profession. And the constant need to be the man.
Recognize. Ego.
Ego. And also the competitive part of it is very difficult to give up.
Dave, do you think that goes away as a head coach? Because I don't believe it does.
Well, I think that...
If Sean McVay was 10 years older, where do you think he would be in that?
I don't know, but I don't know him personally, but I think that the most difficult thing for players and coaches when they make the transition to the real world is replacing, the cadence of, like, Irv, when he played, knew every day he had to be somewhere at a certain time, and he was also extremely competitive. When you lose that, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to replace the competitiveness, and you don't have anybody telling you where to go, so it's really difficult to kind of think for yourself. And so that's why so many players and coaches have trouble with it. It's being in an organized
structure
right. is really, really vital. And we can't really identify with it. You've been doing it your entire life.
My life is still like that.
It has to be like that for you, I'm sure.
For me
to function, it has to, the church. I run the church that way. I prepare for my sermons that way. Whatever I do in my studio, I do it that way. Everything is structured because that's what I've always known all of my life. I've been in sports since I was a kid, and it's always been structured. It took me 10 years for the switch to turn off from football. 10 years
really?
Before the switch turned off from football, from that intensity and preparing and being, you know, having a certain attitude and being aggressive. It took me 10 years before that switch went off.
And it's why when fans criticize a player how could that player have spent all his money? How could that player be in trouble like he is after? You can't understand how structured the life is when you are a player on a team in an environment where you are held to standards, where you have to be everywhere on time. In my life, like, I've been with the Eagles my entire life. Like, I know every Tuesday at 1 o'clock where I'm going to be. I know every Thursday at 3 o'clock where I'm going to be. That makes life a lot easier.
Yes. Real quick, let's get to the last three and then we're going to jump out of here. Jansen, I know you got stuff to do. Russell Wilson's salary.
I'm going to go with kick-ass because if it was there, I'd take it.
Kick-ass for him, jack-ass for the organization.
Yeah, I agree with Zach on that. Exactly. Kick-ass for him, jack-ass for the organization, although I don't think it's all his fault.
Kick-ass for him, dumb-ass for the organization.
I'm with Irv. The AFC North, Sam.
Oh, dumb-ass.
I love Burrow and Chase. Just for those two, I got to say kick-ass.
I'll go jack-ass.
Yeah, the record, jack-ass.
Jackass. And finally, before we end the show here at Live Casino, Green Legion Radio Players Show, on Fox Sports The Gambler. The Cowboys picking a fight on the last play of the game on Sunday.
Just like that guy tried to pick a fight with me on the last fight of the game on Sunday. Jackass.
Real quick, I just found out that I have a new niece in the world. 8 pounds, 12 ounces.
Congratulations.
That's not part of your job.
That's kick ass.
Kick ass.
Does she call you, will she call you Uncle Sack?
Uncle Sack.
Uncle Chris. I will say it's kick ass.
Uncle Sack.
I will say that the Cowboys doing that is kick ass because I loved Nick Sirianni reading his lips with what he said. On national TV,
I did not see that.
Cowboys.
Yes.
Oh, I did not see it. We'll talk about that after we go off. Anything Cowboys, anything with the Cowboys on is jackass.
Yeah.
He said, Frank, you.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
In tribute. And
remember, Quimby was drunk on Sunday night.
I don't remember one play from the game.
anything.
Lights on, nobody home.
Anything the Cowboys do is jackass.
Apparently, I passed out in my seat after everybody left and finally got up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good. Good Sunday night for you. Good, great weekend for you, huh?
Oh, God, no. And especially not a good Monday. But anyway, you guys, appreciate you. Irving Fryer, Barrett Brooks, who was here with us. Host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro, Chris Sack, Super Sam Brady, Lauren the intern, Lauren Powell. And, of course, myself, Quimby, appreciates everybody here stopping by, all the bartenders at Center Bar, everybody working at Live Casino. We're here every Tuesday. We will be here again next Tuesday. Do not forget, there will be a pregame show. There will be a pregame show this Sunday. I'm doing it from the Dominican.
Nice.
Sam and I, and just Sam and I.
I didn't know about this, but
yeah.
Anyway, Sam, you don't have to be first. Obviously, you don't need to be first.
Just remember, every Tuesday here at Live Casino, you guys, for a new Eagles player each week, we will get that information to you as soon as possible. We appreciate you being here. You guys, on Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. We'll see you on Sunday.
Let's go, Phillies!